Joseph and Mary, the scandalous match made in heaven that the playwright Providence brought together to act out their parts on the stage of redemption. Were they afraid? Did they doubt? Emmanuel in your struggles, God with you in your loss, your doubt, and your disappointment. Has Emmanuel come into your heart? Consider Mary, a young Jewish girl with child on the grueling 80-mile road to Bethlehem. For her, it was one step at a time as she carried the child who made the sun, moon, and stars and the very world her son would one day die to save. And can you hear Joseph tenderly whisper to his new bride, "Hold on for a few more miles. You're almost there."
Mary, full of innocence, carrying the Holy Prince, you're almost there, you're almost there. Mother of the living Word, trusting in the voice you heard, you're almost there, you're almost there, you're almost where.
Joseph, a carpenter, an honest and faithful man who did the right thing at the right time. But it must have been confusing. Then he looked at her.
She looks like an angel that I saw in the dream where I believed that God had chosen me. I felt the hand of heaven move me, and Mary has my heart. Father, help me play my part. Show me where to go. Tell me what to do now. How am I supposed to know the road to take? Won't you make me brave? I dreamed of an angel that night. He called me by my name and told me not to be afraid. He said, "It was you, Lord. Behold, the baby was a boy. My broken heart rejoiced.
Tell me what to do.
For I am willing.
Tell me where to go.
Where do I go?
You'll make me brave." I saw an angel.
But thou, Bethlehem, which art little to be among the thousands of Judah, out of thee shall one come forth.
Well, I know we have traveled far, I see it on your face. I'll find you a resting place. Tell me, can you see the lights, Mary? Don't give up. God has not forsaken us.
There is an inn in Bethlehem. You can rest your head, there's a room for you. The angel did say, don't be afraid. Even though it's dark, we will find the way. Maybe there's a stable.
pause there. Mary can feel the baby move, the Word made flesh who stepped out of everywhere into a little somewhere, an insignificant somewhere, into a virgin's womb, a stable in Bethlehem, to save the poor fallen world that he so loved. He is the comfort in your suffering. He is the end of your misery. He is the sleep he gives because he loves you. He is the rest after your hard work, God with us. He is eternity's sonnet, is heaven's hallelujah, is the shout of the glorified, is the song of the redeemed, chorus of angels, is the everlasting oratorio of the great orchestra in the sky. We worship you, Emmanuel, all divine. In you, your Father's glory shine.
Behold, the child that was foretold now is with us. This baby in my arms, could it be he's holding me? Could he be the long
in the wilderness, the waiting, the weeping, the longing was over. There's no more almost there. Do you see what I see? Angels, shepherds, wise men, a baby in a manger. All around you is the Christ-like wonder of Christmas. You are not alone. God is with you. He is with you in your loss. He is with you in your doubt. He is with you in your joy. He stepped out of his everywhere into your somewhere. He is the quiet voice calling you. Don't be afraid. Listen. Do you hear what I hear? From the beginning, before the foundations of the earth, God knew your name. The child was born for you. Emmanuel. God with us, the creator of all things, becomes a creature, a child. He is closer than your heartbeat, Prince of Peace, Mighty God, Emmanuel.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening to our regular Sunday morning worship service from the First United Methodist Church in Mountain Home. Join us again next week at the same time.
KTLO-FM 97.9 in Mountain Home, the voice of the Twin Lakes area.